So here we are at ISKCON Salem on the, what's the date? 29th of November. Just before the book distribution marathon. It's a different situation to the one we were in previously. Previously we were in a very austere situation in crowded up in some rented building with some karmis, and there's no water. So this is also an austere situation, but it's different austerity, and so it's maybe find it a little difficult. Most of us we're used to the city life, so it's a little difficult, but there's great potential here, although it doesn't look like it. It looks like we might just be in the middle of nowhere, a long way from the city, but gradually the city will move here. And just like Mayapur, and I was giving the examples of Mayapur and Bhubaneswar, that in the beginning it was just like this, a mud and building site, but gradually both of them developed into important well-located project. So this will, in due course of time, you have to be a little patient. I can understand that the devotees, they may be feeling, what are we doing here? There's not even a buffalo to preach to here. But you have to be a little patient, that's all. Everything will develop in course of time. And there is plenty of preaching to do. Preaching is the life, the very meaning of this Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, there's no need to build a temple here. It's all meant for preaching. So there's good possibility. People in Tamil Nadu are interested, and at least enough of them are interested in Krishna consciousness to take plenty of books. At Tiruvannamalai, just a few days ago, in one day, maybe more than 5,000 books are distributed. So, and the fact that there are so many devotees out there distributing means that people are taking to Krishna consciousness. So there is good opportunity. I wanted to address, particularly in this meeting, that how Maya appears to be acting within our small devotional community just now. Because the situation is different to what it used to be, and previously we were just a few living very... When I say we, I mean I was, as usual, I'm just a visitor. But, yeah, we also, I'm also part of you, I hope. Mm-hmm. I'm accepted as such. I feel, when I say we, I feel I'm one of you. So we're living close together with a smaller number of people, so there was it was more intimate association. Now we're a bit spread out and there are quite a few more devotees. I don't know the names of quite a few of you, actually. I guess I'll gradually get to know. But anyway, the point is that somehow or other I was speaking yesterday with Gokul Chandra Prabhu and Sri Giridhari Prabhu, and they were expressing that they're feeling that this spirit is not quite right among the devotees. There's some fault-finding tendency is there, and some what was the other thing? Yeah, to talk not Krishna-conscious topics. So this is unhealthy, as you can understand. Fault-finding is just the opposite to Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism means amanina amanadena, to give, to not desire to honor for oneself, but to give honor to others. Whereas fault-finding means that I'm right and everyone else is wrong. Just see, I'm better than you. So this isn't a good tendency. Of course, it is the duty, especially of those who are more senior, to help those who are having some difficulty by pointing out how they can become improved, or if something is done wrong, to point that out. Just like I was in the bathroom and I saw there's one packet of the razor blade. I mean, someone who was shaving yesterday, they just left it there. So I couldn't find out who it is, but if I'd have seen that someone just leaves it there, I'd have said, because I would have told them, it's not proper. You throw it away properly. Don't just throw garbage here and there. So this correcting is generally done by seniors with the aim to help the other person improve. Fault-finding is a different mentality. Fault-finding means to think it's just making, belittling others, pointing out, just see, there's something wrong. This person's such a fool. It's materialistic people do it all the time. But devotees don't do that. And that's the beauty of a Vaishnav community. We can have a very beautiful temple and people might come to look at the buildings. Maybe they'll come, because there are already so many temples in Tamil Nadu. So. But what will really attract people, if there's a spirit of pure devotion among the devotees, that we're going out preaching, distributing books, the aim is to attract people to Krishna consciousness. So people will be... Why are they attracted to this? Because people are suffering in material life. And when they come among devotees, they actually have very high expectations when they see people with dhotis and tilak and chanting Hare Krishna. They expect us all to be paramahamsas, which we're not. We're all new out of material life. So we do have our contaminations, but we really have to endeavor to be worthy representatives of Srila Prabhupada and the parampara, so that when people come, that we deal with them in such a way that they feel inspired, that I want to be like that. I want to live like this. Otherwise, if they see that among ourselves we're also talking and our consciousness is low, which is understood from the way we talk and what we talk, then people will say, it's just the same thing. So we can discuss this also. I'm not just saying you're all wrong and I'm right. If you've got something to say, we can express this also. I understand everyone's working hard, everyone's doing nice service, but this tendency for fault finding and talking about mundane topics, that will actually destroy our devotional service. We can't have feeling for Krishna. Please go wash your hand. Don't put your hand on your mouth, or go and wash it. No, this is the... Yesterday I just gave a general idea, and from now on, hands on the mouth means wash it. And I see that that's something to be trained. So, it'll spoil the spirit. No one will be happy. We can't be happy if we're looking for faults in others, or if the atmosphere is like that. So we should rather appreciate devotees and their service, and try to be without false egoism. Right? That's what we're here for, isn't it? To be devotees of Krishna. So devotees of Krishna are different to materialistic people, isn't it? Their whole outlook is different. So that's something to be worked on. Otherwise, it creates an unpleasant situation. It's already, from what I can understand, an unpleasant situation. All right. You want to say something?
Yes.
Okay, say it.
Well, I requested Guru Maharaj for this meeting to speak to us, to enlighten us, to actually put us on proper way of attitude in devotional service.
Mm.
I appreciate everyone's hard work. There is no question about it. It's not that somebody is doing less work. When we are constructing this ashram specialty, what is it? Tremendous.
Mm.
Everyone. Krishna has dealt with these labors. I flip out in 2 days dealing with them. But he went on months after months, steadily pushing for. I mean, I appreciate his steadiness.
Everyone.
Yes, everyone. Radha Vinod came carrying month with us. I thought he would collapse until he was just pushing on, carrying on. Kesha Madhav did like an elephant service. For 10 of us he could do so much. Tireless. Nobody could compare to Kesha Madhav. Anybody remember where is Madhusudan? You remember how much Kesha Madhav? Tremendous from day to night. It was hard work, work. No,
so unfortunate he
no
left.
Word
yeah.
to tell. Amazing. Everyone, Madhusudan managed all this. Mixing, and Bala was there, our manager. Bala did, and everyone, whoever can, really, so much work, dedication. And we felt very close together, and spirit was good. And, and after, slowly, spirit explained a little bit, and we got a little lost in. We did service and become a little bit mechanical or something, routine.
It's Maya.
It's Maya.
To put it simply, whenever there's some good attempt to do something in Krishna's service, then Maya, she has her prakshepatmika vritti. And normally we're just in Maya. When we try to come out, that's avaranatmika vritti. We're just in Maya. When we try to come out, then she wants to throw us back. That's called prakshepatmika, phase of Maya. So that's what's going on.
Yeah. So I felt this urgency that we are doing service and everything is working externally, but we lost this proper attitude of devotion service. We don't appreciate other devoted service. We find faults. We don't associate. You know, some people don't come on other people's lectures. Some people always see the fault. So you feel very uncomfortable in environment.
And you were also saying about how when you're, you know, there's something's gone wrong and you're trying to find out and everyone, no one will admit and they're trying to put the blame on someone else.
Yeah. Just now we had an example. 2 days ago I told, don't throw garbage through the window. This is our ashram. In front of the window is also Krishna's land. Put in dustbin. And we had maha cleaning before you have come. And I told, you will see when Guru Maharaj comes, we will all tend to pretend and keep ashram in better spirit than it is. But you can pretend, it will come out. And today I came in the morning and there was so much garbage in front of the window. In 1 day it is done. And then I asked, who did? Nobody wanted to tell. And then how we can work?
How can we correct the tendency if no one will admit that there's something wrong?
Be honest, tell, okay, I'm wrong and nobody will hang you or something. We will see. This is the problem and this is how to improve. Take shelter and guidance. Not just you avoid and think, okay, I went along with you.
I don't want to get caught.
I don't want to get caught. It's material concept. Here we are to get purified. Somebody say, why Gokul complain to Maharaj? Because we need guidance. We are in Maya, basically. We need guidance. If we don't admit that we have a problem, then how Guru Maharaj will help us? And, I mean, who is better person to help us? I do not know. So if we are not honest in front of Guru, you are not honest in front of Krishna, then we won't advance properly, I think. Better to be full in front of Guru than pretend we are so advanced and fixed up. And then as soon as Maharaj goes, again, this mentality of materialistic fault-finding. No trust, no affection. Giridhari Prabhu was 10 days sick. Nobody has come to ask, Prabhupada, do you need some food? Do you need some medicine? Should we take you to hospital? 10 days, he was. Nobody has come. I know the feeling. I had myself experience when I was in Gujarat, sick. Malaria, 3 days, nobody knew that I'm in temple at all. So you feel, where is love, affection? Devotees, we're supposed to be devotees. So I request Guru Maharaj to give us some guidance on that. not to again somebody. We want to get purified. This is attitude, and we have to develop proper attitude. Now it's marathon. If we do it for ahankar, if we do competition, if we, in that spirit of all finding, won't be for the pleasure of Krishna. So, my request, Guru Maharaj, please, you guide us and tell us.
Well, I mean, actually, Krishna consciousness is very simple and straightforward. We serve, and we serve for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, and it's very straightforward, but Maya is complex. Maya is always trying to take away our enthusiasm. Anyone else want to say anything? Or just, I think everyone just individually has to take the vow to, all right, you know, I have to try and improve myself. If what comes out of my mouth is not something which is going to be pleasing to Krishna, if it's not Krishna conscious, then don't say it. That's all. Don't speak in a way that's going to take away others' enthusiasm. So we have to make that vow. Or if someone starts talking to us, blah, blah, look at this, blah, 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 that one's wrong, this, that, the other, then just Hare Krishna. You can just walk away. That's all. Give a message to others also. Or you can say, oh, this one's so bad. And you say, well, actually, he's doing a lot of good sense. So counteract that. It may be difficult to, a bad habit may be difficult to overcome very quickly, but we should work on this. Isn't it? What do we all think? We all want to be blissful in Krishna's service? Of course. But we can be if that fault-finding tendency is there. It just spoils bhakti.
Request devotees also who have any inimical feeling to another devotee or some, you know, prejudice or whatever, better to offer pranam to each other and request for forgiveness. That bad feeling goes away so we can do together. Marathon. Marathon means it's a team work, it's not one man's work. And unless you have blessings of Vaishnava and Guru, then how we will be? How we will surrender? So better these small things to come and apologize to devotees, offer pranam, we get free from aparadas.
Yeah, that's the problem, yeah. Fault finding means offenses.
So I first then apologize to all of you for sometimes being harsh and being improper. Sometimes I hear half of the story, then I exhausted, and then fellow is completely innocent. So this is very unthankful, ungrateful service to manage in one way. You must do mistakes. I have a tendency to do mistakes, to not cure. So I apologize all of you, and I actually, my service is to engage in service. What is?
Yeah. And you should all be grateful that you have Gokul Chandra Prabhu is here leading, and he's a very good devotee who I've known for many years, and he's very sincerely engaged in trying to spread this movement, and always whoever devotees are around, he's always trying to help them, bring them up. So, you know, just try to understand, he's your friend. He might appear to be very strong, and he's twice as tall as everyone, almost everyone else, so that might induce some fear or something, but you can appreciate that you're very fortunate to have his association. Actually, you won't find in all centers that there's someone who's actually so much concerned about the devotees, how they're engaged, how they're advancing. You won't find that in most places.
Actually, very much. If you are not taking care of us, won't be Gokul, won't be anything. We'll all be lost long way.
Yeah, and I'm holding on to Prabhupada's dhoti. And my god brothers are there to help me.
Hmm.
Anyone wants to say anything? Anything more? Any contributions?
I don't know, it's like to apologize to Gokul Prabhu. Because from the beginning I was not so clear about this project.
Mm.
Many times I spoke against him. Mm.
I contracted by speaking against you.
No, anyway, I mean, Krishadas is one of our, if not one of, he's our first solid rock.
He's a pillar.
Devotee, and in human relationships sometimes there may be some hot cold kind of thing, but anyway, we all very much appreciate Krishadas Prabhu's service.
Very much. Actually, your temple depends on him, since I don't speak Tamil, and you know, dealing with local people, with everything.
Yeah, it's very much appreciated.
Of local people joining.
Yeah.
And then other people feel comfortable to join,
Yeah. I saw that in Vala Vidyanagar also, that we were in that small place and then we had this plan to develop, purchase the lands around and build up the buildings. And most of the devotees and some say, why are you going to do that? There's so much disturbance, this, that, the other. And now it's done and everyone's very happy. Yeah. It's much improved, actually. They went through some difficult time, but they have much more facilities, much better. You saw that, didn't you?
But I've seen the photos.
Yeah, it's a huge building at the back, and they purchased the lands all around. But there was, if I couldn't understand it in the beginning, there was the divine saying, "No, you don't do that." Blah, 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 blah. There's no reason, actually. I mean, it was obviously the thing that should have been done. But yeah, things, it's much better now. So please take advantage of your being here. There are various difficulties in just, you know, some people speak English, some people speak Tamil, some people speak Telugu, and so like that. But we're all here to serve Prabhupada and Krishna, so these are minor difficulties, actually. I think everyone should learn Tamil. If you're going to be in Tamil Nadu, if you're going to be here, if you're going to stay here, it's better to learn the local language. I'm not learning it because I'm only temporarily here. I mean, I only come for 1 or 2 months a year.
Are you
going
to stay though?
But I won't learn it, even then. But if you're here like 10 months a year, then every year after year, it's better to learn it. It does make a difference. I did learn Hindi and Bengali, so I can vouch that it makes a difference in communication, this and that. So please, that's a job for you too. You can, if you just a little bit every day, you'll pick it up. Reading and writing is a good start. Because then you can read all around what the signs are. You have to make some effort. Otherwise, we have to conduct everything in English. And then, you know, a lot of people, they feel immediately from the beginning, they feel disoriented because of that. Anyway, the main thing is not language, but the main thing is that we're all here to serve Krishna. Linguistic abilities are secondary. Anything else? Anyone? Sri Giridhari, you want to say something?